Getting a job commercial fishing often takes months of pounding the docks, trying to convince a skipper to take a chance on a greenhorn or a low-hour crewman. But one organization is actively looking for anyone with at least 6 months' experience, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA recruiter Jesse Wentworth is at ComFish this week, letting fishermen know about the opportunities that are available.
We can waive a lot of things and let people get on-the-job training, but we can't waive that 6 months of fishing experience that our fishermen need.
Much of NOAA's seafaring fleet operates in support of fisheries, and often surveys are conducted just like fishing, with equipment identical to fishing gear. But a crewman on a commercial fishing highliner can bring in a pretty good-sized payday if the fish are cooperating. Wentworth says there are other tangible benefits of working on the deck of a NOAA ship.
We can match the value of the position. So these are federal jobs. So you've got that kind of security, which you might not always have. You're not just getting paid when you sail. There's things to do when you're not sailing. So there's a base salary that's, you know, kind of guaranteed. And then when you sail, obviously, that's 7 days a week and you're working 10, 12-hour days. All that overtime.
He said NOAA has regular openings on its ships, not just for those with fishing experience, but licensed and unlicensed merchant mariners and licensed engineers, which he says are in short supply throughout the marine industry. Wentworth will be at ComFish today and tomorrow, and we've got his contact info online at kmxt.org as well.